Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. Welcome to another edition of This Week in Silverlight. Joining me, as always, Brian Henderson.
Hi, Eric.
And Kelly White.
Hey, Eric, good to be here.
Hey, guys. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go through, and we're going to talk about the application of the week. We're going to talk about rumors, and then we're going to talk about some of the news that has happened this past week in Silverlight. By the way, we are recording on February 21st, 2010. And let's get to it, the application of the week.
This week was very interesting. We actually have, I call it a life-size Windows 7 phone series in Silverlight. What it is on Monday, Steve Ballmer announced a lot of features around the new Windows Phone Series 7, and they actually have a nice online multimedia advertising done in Silverlight. It looks like the real phone. You can change screens, cool animations, and you can kind of get a feel for like 7 or 8 different feature areas of the phone. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like how you get a sense of what the phone is really going to look like.
This isn't to scale, though, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so for those of you at home, what Kelly's doing is he's holding up his Android phone and comparing sizes and thinking that the one in the browser window looks a little big.
I'm a big screen Kelly.
That's right.
Mine's like iPad size over here.
It depends on the size of your screen, maybe. No, I mean, I think it's pretty cool, and I like the look of the interface for the phone. In my opinion, it really looks nice and clean and simple.
Very nice. I like the photo gallery, just the animations in that area. Very nice.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're nice and they're smooth and they're clean and you know, somebody actually came out and complained and said, look, you're becoming the anti-iPhone. You're making this interface so it's completely the opposite of the shiny iPhone. And I'm kind of okay with that. It just looks so different and so new that I don't know, I'm into it.
I agree. Very simple and elegant overall.
Okay. We also have an honorary mention for Silverlight Application of the Week. And so right now what's going on are the Olympics up in Vancouver, the Winter Olympics. And NBC and up in Canada, CTV, they're streaming it. And they're streaming the Olympics using some technology that is based on a player, the smooth streaming player that you can find in Codeplex, smf.codeplex.com.
Oh, but very cool, Eric. This is actually an open source project, so if you're a developer, you can actually download the code and play with it. But the fact that this player is just a very cool player. It's like a TiVo player in your browser, so you can kind of move forward, move back to see a misplay and replay again. So very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on to talking about rumors, and this week, actually, I'm going to have to recuse myself from this discussion, but there are rumors swirling around Silverlight, and I'll let you guys talk about it for a minute.
I think if you wanted to, we have a whole show in this area. There's just so much media report with the announcement that happened in Europe, Steve Ballmer on Monday. It's just everybody's saying there's going to be Silverlight, it's going to be XNA, there's going to be games, there's going to be this and that and the other thing. Depending what technical site you go to, there's some good stuff out there. Whether it's true or not, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any real details.
The demo that Steve did on Monday, right? Steve, I know I'm on a first name basis.
Oh yeah.
there was Xbox Live integration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, I mean, it just kind of makes sense with Xbox Live. There's the whole indie games, and we get XNA. And if you look at Silverlight, a Windows phone, but it's, you know, Zuni, then there's XNA on the Zune to get game support. So I've got to see XNA is playing a major part in this new Windows phone. At least that's what I'm thinking.
I kind of agree with you. From CES, again, Steve was the keynote speaker, just three devices in the cloud kind of thing. I think the phone 7 will fit in that quite nicely in some aspect or another, but the actual feature set, I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on from the rumors section. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's happened this past week. And one of the cool things that has happened is that Silverlight Cream has had its 800th posting, which is really cool. Brian, you wanna mention a little bit about it?
oh my gosh, Eric, 800. You know, Silverlight's only like 2 years old here. It's like, how can that be? But this guy, Dave Campbell, he's been posting, I guess, what, regularly once a day or twice a day for the last, you know, 2.5 years. So he's added up 800 already. Very amazing. So this 800 post is his top 25 best, I guess, the most hit articles, or a very, very cool milestone, I believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And, man, that is the site to go for information. Cool. So next up, we also have the Silverlight Viewer for Reporting Services. Brian actually pointed me at this one. This one's from Perpetuum. I brought it up. And, you know, a client request we get all the time is, well, where's the reporting stuff in Silverlight? And I'm not even always sure that that's the right question to ask. But, man, this application really looks nice.
Very interesting, because it's not really a third party. Well, I guess it is third party, but it's just an example of what you can do in Silverlight from business data visualizer application, because you're able to pull up data sets, make them a PDF, export from Excel, be able to zoom in, create plots, different things. Very interesting. And they have a number of, it's almost like reporting services you would have from, you know, Microsoft SQL Server, but kind of in a browser in Silverlight, a lot of that functionality.
What do you guys know about Perpetuum? And I mean, I see this as it's a viewer for reporting services. What is it? So they are doing, they're pulling against SQL Server reporting services 2005.
I imagine they're using the web services from the reporting services and just using Silverlight for displaying the data.
Okay.
Yeah, so I imagine that's the case, though. They do have a pricing link. And if anybody is interested in how you can make money from Silverlight, you know, click on that pricing link. I mean, I'm not sure that that'll work out for them, and I hope it does. But, man, I think it's exciting. You know, maybe we can make some real money from actually selling products in Silverlight. I mean, I know we can. It's just a matter of time, and maybe these guys and some other people are starting to really hit on that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just case for the right market and the right application finding that. So you're probably going after a certain niche.
Yeah, right. And this is a pretty critical one. Cool. Okay. That brings us to, you know, something we mentioned before, and that's, you know, Silverlight and IIS smooth streaming is being used for the Winter Olympics in Europe in HD. And actually, I don't know much about that one. Brian?
That's just another, like in North America, NBC is doing it, CTV in Canada, and then in Europe, they're actually doing continuous live streaming, where I believe NBC is doing a lot of recordings and some real time. Canada's doing a little more, but I think in Europe, it's pretty much free live streaming. And high definition is the 1080 pixel definition, so it's like high definition, high quality video.
Cool. The next bit of news is that the Silverlight, I was going to say the Silverlight MVP Summit, but that's not quite right. At the MVP Summit, the Silverlight MVPs and I think the product team voted on who were going to be the Silverlight MVPs of the year. And two very deserving people won. So first off was Dave Campbell, as we mentioned, who's done the Silverlight Cream stuff, which is just great. You know, he does a whole lot in the Silverlight community.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Laurent Bagnon, who is well known for his excellent Silverlight book, as well as the MVVM Light Toolkit, which was very cool. And then also, so does somebody want to talk about Tim Sneath?
So Tim was talking about, you know, there's going to be news about IE9 there at MIX, you know, more WPF, more Silverlight stuff. But the big thing that's interesting to me is IE9. You know, I know IE8's just out the door, but I kind of want to see what they're working on. I want to see what they're going to talk about with maybe HTML5.
And just along that note, I actually hit the MIX site this morning live, visitmix.com. And they actually updated the banners on the front page. So they actually got, there's like four or five keynote people. You got Bill Buxton, Scott Goo, and a couple other people up there. So they got some interesting things. And the cool tagline is, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. So they're actually sounds like getting ready to make some big announcements.
So is Dean doing a keynote again this year?
Bill Buxton, you mean? Or
Dean Hakimovich?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dean, I butchered your name.
I don't have that open screen, so I can't confirm or deny that.
So one cool thing is, I think we're all three going to be up there at Mix, for us. So we'll be able to meet people and hopefully we record a show while we're down there as well.
That would be great.
So one of my favorite folks in the Silverlight community is actually Ian Smith. And he goes by the Twitter tag. I'm not even sure how to say it, but Erasian perhaps, and we'll have that up on our blog. But he's got an interesting post on why Silverlight is going to be the development platform.
He does a very good job of picking up on Steve Ballmer's three screens in the cloud, or maybe it was Ray Osborne that coined that term, Ray Ozzie coined the term three screens in the cloud. So just covering that from CES and where that kind of ties in.
So Kelly, did you see the Silverlight TV episode with Adam and John?
I didn't see it because I was busy watching some. Yeah, you're gonna love this. I was watching Development Guides over on Silver Bay.
Oh,
you missed a good show.
Kind of funny.
Oh no, that's outstanding. So I thought it was you who was telling me about it, where Adam was actually hosted on John's show. Maybe it was you, Brian, but Adam got confused and thought it was his own show.
The Continuum show, yeah. But they do very good show, very entertaining. Their focus of the show this week was to review the Mix 10K entries and discuss some of those. So some good content and entertaining, so must watch.
Cool. Let's actually take these, rotate through. So maybe, sure. Kelly, you want to take the next one and just intro it?
So Carl Shiflett, used to be an MVP once upon a time. He was working on Ocean, right? And that's his framework, MVVM framework for WPF. He demoed it, at the Silverlight Firestarter event. Was promising to get it out the door and an updated version released, and I've been waiting for it, and I've been patient. Anyways, we're out the door here, like version 2, and he's got a nice post, a nice explanation talking about it. Looks really good. I'm excited about it.
Cool, and I think it's also it's a Silverlight framework as well, if I remember correctly.
A lot of it is plugins to Visual Studio, so it actually does a lot of work with Cider and XAML Visual Studio, making your developer job easier. Some automation stuff.
Yeah, you're right, Eric. It is Silverlight also. He has Silverlight and WP up there.
On to the next newest tidbit. Josh Smith worked at Microsoft one time. I'm not sure if he's still working at Microsoft or on his own, but he goes very kind of the grandfather of MVVM, so the model view model of concept and pattern. I guess you don't really call it pattern because it's kind of a mix of patterns, but he's actually written
that's part of the problem, right? But
But he wrote a very to help explain some of this, he actually wrote an advanced MVVM book. It's actually an ebook. It was released on Monday, and I believe he sold like 400 copies already of this book, and it's just an ebook PDF you download, and it's available from Kindle. So he talks about advanced concepts and just how the different pieces come together and some thoughts behind it at a more in-depth level.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. I mean, I think MVVM is still a really hot topic, and I hope he does well with that.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a hard copy of it also in addition to the ebook if you need to touch it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, cool. And the next thing we want to bring up is that Mike Talty, he's a Microsoft employee and somebody who certainly knows his Silverlight stuff. He has a list of his networking screencasts. So he has some Silverlight 4 beta networking screencasts, and he has a list of them up there, talking about things like, he even goes into some topics like basic auth and some stuff. So definitely nice list to have and something to put into your resources for future reference.
And Mike's a great guy. Nice English accent, very easy to listen to videos.
Doesn't that make that a little easier when somebody has like this perfect British accent? It makes it easier to listen to. Well, it does for me anyway.
Especially when it hits the dry parts of the material, very entertaining. Keeps you very tuned in.
And I'll just mention one last thing. So in our last episode, we talked about Silverlight games, and we said, where are they? And I think that's still a very good question to ask, but Dave Campbell, when we were up at the summit, he also mentioned that there's this great site called Michoud.com. In fact, we'll have a link up to it, and it does have some good Silverlight games. They aren't the sort of, you know, EA, you know, $4 million budget games, but they certainly are good games, and in my opinion, sort of indicate, you know, how powerful the platform is.
Well, I think the Silverlight games field is very young at this point, so we're starting to see some games, but the potential is there and ready potential to grow.
So these are free games, right? It's not like you got to pay anything. And then it looks like that the way developers make money is ad revenue share programs.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I do know they're free, and it's good to know that they're making some money from ads, or at least there's a, you know, a decent model there for that. All right, guys. Well, thank you for recording this week. I appreciate it. I think we've got another great show in the bag.
Thank you, Eric. It's great.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.